Vayiyu Chaye Sara. The parsha is called Parshas Chaye Sara. I saw that the Mefarshim ask, it's not about Chaye Sara, it's mostly about Misa Sara, the first pasuk right away, the second pasuk. The Emes says, who says the name of the Parshas Chaye Sara? You have to know what the Mesoir is of names of Parshas. Maybe it's Parshas Vayiyu, yeah? Oh, but it's Mekubal and Klal Yisrael. You have to know how long back it goes that the parsha is called Chaye Sara. And Mikan, yeah, it's a good horror. Why is it about Chaye Sara? The Moshel, everyone knows this parshas Lech Lecha, the Rambam in Hilchis Tefillah, when he talks about the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, he says right after Simchas Torah, first we lay in Bereishis, then we lay in Ve'ela told us Noyach, and then the next week is parshas Vayomer Hashem. El Avram Lech Lecha. He calls it Parshas Vayomer Hashem. He doesn't call it Lech Lecha, actually. But Parshas Chaye Sara, that's the name, and it's a shtickle shver. The Baal HaTurim says, Vayiyu is Gematria 37, because Sara lived 127 years, but the Emes, she really lived up only 37 years. Till 90, she was an Akara. So she was only the Vayiyu, and it was also Shnei Chaye Sara, two sets of life. There was the set of life till the 90 years, and then after. Remez V'dover, when we say when someone is Nifter, it's Zatzal. The Tzadi is 90, and the Zion Lamed is the 37 of Sarah's life. Now the Pasuk says it was Meir Shana, the Esrim Shana, the Sheva Shana. Rashi brings this misquote of a little bit different nusach of the way the Medrash says it. But Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof Lechet, Bas Chof ke Bas Zion Leyoifi. The Brisker Rav Alatoyri has an interesting aura. Bas Kuf ke Bas Chof Lechet. Avad, it means Bas Chof. It means in Oinshe Shamayim Hagam Be'emes in Dinei. In Baha'i Alam, it's 12 years old by a girl and 13 years old. But Vaistais, you go with, you know, the Shir of Ben Esrim. But he says, no, Ken Zayin, based on the Gemara in Yevamis, Taf Samach Dalet, that Sora was an islandess, and the whole Metzias of Leidus Yitzchak is Lamal Midarach HaTeva, but she was an islandess. An islandess doesn't get to godless until age 20. What's more, adds the Brisker of, the other Chelik of the memory is also Alf islandess. Baschof ke Bazayin Leyoifi. The Spitz Yoifi is Bazayin. Bazayin is cute, yeah. It's not the Spitz Yoifi. But he says by an islandess, this Simone Kiur after the age of 7. So by an islandess, it's an expression to say that the Baschof was like Bazayin Leyoifi. Lagufa Indian, that 20 is the year of Oinshim, even though Be'etzim, in High Alma, it's 12 or 13. Interesting, by Esrim, there's no difference between a Zachar and a Nekeva. It's not 19 and 20 or 20 and 21. It's 20 flat. All genders, but there's many marmakaimis for it. The Bar Tanura in Pirkei Avos, when it says Ben Esrim Lirdoif, he says it has to do with this inyan of Ben Esrim. There's a makar in the Yerushalmi and in the Zohar and Midrashim. Rashi in Chumash brings it by the Meisei Midbar when he makes the cheshbon of when they die, that it's from the age of 20. Another marmakim for this idea of 20 is the Gemara in Shabbos. Daf Peites, the Gemara says that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he wants to punish Klal Yisrael. And Yitzchak is the one that stands up for them, actually. And Yitzchak says to the Bashefer, he says, let's make a cheshbon. Till 20, there's no Einish. From 20 to 50 to 70 is only 50 more years. But again, he's madgish, that's I'm been quoting, that 20 is the Einish. 20 to 70 is only 50 years. Half of it is at night. That doesn't count. And then from the 25 years, 12 and a half is Achila, Shtia, Tzrochim, Tfilo. And then you're left with 12 and a half. Palga Alai, Palga Alecha. And the Rabbanu Shalom is maskim. But again, that's another maramokam about the age of 20. The Marsha writes in Baba Metzia Daf Pehe, he says, Malkus 39 is because a person becomes Baba Metzia at 13, and there's an Indian 13 times 3. You have to know why times 3, but Malkus Arboyim, which is 30, 39, is 3 times the age. That's why in Ruchnius, there's a concept the Gemara brings there in Baba Metzia Pehe, Shishim Pulsa Denura. It's some kind of Ruchniistic light bolts of Malkus. Why Shishim? Because in Shemayim, 20 is the age. The same way in Malkus, in Bezdin, in this world, the number is 39 because it's 3 times the age of 13. So parallel to that, Shishim Pulsa Denura, the Marsha, that's he's going on the Gemara there, of Shishim Pulsa Denura, is 3 times 20. The Minchas Chinuch, Parshas Vayikra, has a Kasha. The Gemara we know says in Yevamis and in Horius and in a few other places that the Chiyiv Korban is when you do an Aveira, that's Chayiv Koris, B'mezid, if you would have been mezid, you'd be chayiv karis. So such an avera, you bring a carbon chatos when you do it b'shoigig. Frektim in cheschinuch. So anyone under the age of 20 that does an avera b'shoigig shouldn't bring a carbon, because if he would have done it b'mezid, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Karis is oinshe shamayim. That's only from age 20. How are you talking that from 13 to 20 you shouldn't bring a carbon? There's another kasha the Minchas Chinuch doesn't ask, but in Yevamos the Gemara says it's not shayach to do even if it's a chayiv krisus. The Gemara looks for ukimtas when it would be shayach. L'chor, if you're less than 20, you could do it because then there's no chiyuv karis. The whole mapecha in Yevamos, if there's no karis. I saw once a teretz Minchas Chinuch by Shver. I saw once a teretz a charifas the kenusach. It's not, I mean, Parshas, you could just answer, Azah Veira, that Be'ikaron, in principle, Yechayiv Karis, if you would be 20. But I saw a different Nusach. The Taich that until 20 you don't get Karis, the same way you understand that until 13 you're not Chayiv in Dinei Adam, because you're not amazing, you're not enough of a Bardas, so B'mechila to anyone who's not 20, but the Darga of Das you have on 20, even when you do it B'mezid, supposedly, it's not the Darga of Mezid yet. So you are Chayiv Karis if you do it B'mezid. Less than 20 can't do it bemezid. An einfal. Someone asked on this. So Ibazoi, when a 16-year-old, 13 to 20, does an avera bemezid, and it's chayiv karis. He should bring carbon, because it's called shayging. And the Torah says, no, I didn't say it's called shayging. I said it's not called the darga of mezid that would prover it. There's another pshat that baskufki baschof, you have to realize, sorry, it says kulam shavim latoiva, pela otzim, kulam shavim latoiva. For 90 years, she was an akora, an islandess, without a chance of a sequoia of having a child. She was taken into captivity to Paroi in Mitzrayim, to Avimelech in Gror, which is Gaza. She was taking places. And no, kulam shavim letoiva. More than that, it says, bas kuf ke bas chof. I saw, this is Bederach Remez, I don't know if it's Rosh Remez. Kapitel kuf in Tehillim is Mizmar l'soida. Kapitel chof is lamanatzeach, yan ha-shem b'yoyim tzara. Bas kuf ke bas chof. Mach nishto is kapitel kuf. And Kapitel Chaf, a Tzara or a Toida, it was all the same. Now, Tzara lived 127 years. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches, in a vivid description of what it looks like in the Maras HaMachpelah, Avram Gani B'chanfei the Tzara. L'chayre, everyone has his mother in Gan Eden on a different level. How could Avram and Tzara be the same place? The emes is Avram, the Rambam says, was Makir Bari, the Ravid says, the Rambam says three. The Ravid says at age 48, Avram lived 175. Minus 48 is 127, is punkt. Shovin. There's a medrash, Rabbah, in this week's parasha that says, Rabbi Kiva ha yoyoshei v'doirish, v'hatzibur misnamnim. Rabbi Kiva was darshaning and the oilam was falling asleep. Bikesh la'oiraron, Rabbi Kiva wanted to wake them up. Omar, Rabbi Kiva said, Marosa Esther shetimlech al kufchav zayin medinois. Why was Esther zaycha to 127 medinois? Elatavai Esther Shehaisa Basbita Shal Sarah, that she lived for Kuv Zayin Shonim, and therefore Sarah should be the cause that her great great granddaughter Esther is Zaycha to 127 Medinois. You need to know what's the taich of this medrash, and also what's the connection to the fact that Rabbi Kiva saw the oilam was Farshlofen. Simply, they say if you see the oilam was Farshlofen, a good vart on Megillas Esther always is like makes the cut. It could be, but a different shot I saw, the Chasam Sofer actually writes. It says, Shnei Chayei Sarah, Shnei is double, because Sarah was Vatokam Ba'oid Laila. We know that by the Hespit on Sarah, Avram Avinu said, the Psukim in Eshes Chayel, Vatokam Ba'oid Laila. Sarah was by night and by day, because Be'emes, a Gemara and Shabbos, Peites, which by not by coincidence, we quoted a few minutes ago, for a different reason, about age 20, the Gemara over there is Mavur, that when Avram, when Yitzchak says, after he says, count out the first 20 years, from 20 to 70, he says, it's not 50, it's only 25. It's only day, not night. But if Sarah would live 127 years, but only day, so then Esther wouldn't be Zaycha to 127 Medinas, only to half. No, Shnei Chayei Sarah, she lived full. Bikesh Rabbi Kiva La'oiraron, by nighttime, that they were Fashlofen. No, you have to learn Yoimam V'Laila. The Rambam says the Iker Limud of Misha Reitz Eliskois Bekisrei Shel Torah is V'Laila. When it's Shnei Chayei Sarah, double, Bein B'Yoim Bein V'Laila, then you're Zaycha to the full 127. Not just the days, even the nights. The Chasam Sofer in a different place writes, Avarnu est hayomim, he's writing it in Chodesh Cheshvin, Avarnu et hayomim hakadoshim of Chodesh Tishrei, and now we're up to the Leilois hakadoshim, the Leilei Tevis or Arukim, the Leilei Chorif. We know that there are yeshivas that have a Gevaldik Seder on Friday night, Milchik Seder. I'm not talking about Yekesh yeshivas, I'm talking about, you know, the real thing, not this 5 hour shtick. There's a 6 hours, we'll say the limud of Vatokam Ba'oid Laila, to realize that. There's another pshat though I saw actually in the Sefer Birkas Mordechai from Rav Baruch Mordechai Izrahi, Zecher Tzadik, the Kodesh Levrocha, Gevaldike Sefer, well, many svarim, but he writes over there that Esther has 127 Medinas because Sarah lived 127 years. give Esther one big, huge Medina, because Sarah lived, the Gevaldika, one big life. The Teretz is that, no, every year, every Tkufa, every year, with its challenges, with its nisyonis, with what you have to face at that year, is different. And every Medina also, it's not one big country. Every Medina with its minhagim, with its sprach, with its politik. Sara was kulam shavim latoyva, but it was taka bazunder. It was 127 years, and Esther Alpiza is also zoicha to. I saw once a different shot also that Rabbi Kiva Bikesh La'oyron, he saw that they were freshluff, and it means that they were miyuyish from the Golis. The emesis in Rabbi Kiva's times, there was a havamina that Mashiach had come. There was a whole story with Bar Kaziva v'chule. And then the oilam was mamish farklapped. That they, you know, they're waiting for the Chevli Mashiach, and they thought it's going to happen, and they got farklapped. And he was telling them about that even if schus ovis is tama, of schus imohis, Esther, Sarah. And he spoke bazunder about the union of schus imohis. That's how he wanted to be ma'oirer then. Yeah, there's a few other pshatim, but we're going to move on. It's interesting. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Ovis, Asara nisyoinis nisnas Avram Avinu, and we said it's a machlokes rishonim. We spoke last week how you count them, whether or kastim is the first one, or lech lecha of lech lecha is the first one. Many rishonim count Akeda as the last one. Again, there, if you count at the various shittas, you can have about 14 nisyoinis. You can't do that. You have to work out exactly each rishon, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Bartanura, Rashi, the various shittas, everyone works out his cheshbon of 10. But some, I think Rabbeinu Yoina learns that Kavura Sora is in a Soyan. And because he has to go hassle with Ephraim after he was already promised the land. But it's the Chara, a small Nisoyan, the Umas de Akeda. It should be counted as the ultimate, as the number 10. And the Sforum explained, yeah, Dafka, after you pass the big one and you think everything is over and you're in Shefa City, Dafka then, the Ebersh Techaps, you want one more Nisoyan. Don't lose it then, you know, don't lose it. Be aware that everything is in a sign. I heard once a Gevaldika Mashal, there was this person that someone was bothering him. He was getting irked up about something, and it was eating him up. And the Rebbe called him in, and the Chap was like this. The Rebbe told the Gabbai, and he overheard the Gabbai saying this, go outside and make this chassid, make him a little crazy, chepper him, get on his nerves. And he was able to haltein because he saw that the Rebbe was testing him, because he sent the Gabbai to try to get on his nerves. So he knows, for 20 minutes, haltein. He says, okay, then the Rebbe calls him, that's life. Whatever the Bashef is pulling the strings, he's sending these things, people, matzavim, to get you worked up. If you have that awareness, so then you aimed b'nisayin, even after the nisayin, and you catch on even at the end. And yes, whether it's one of the ten nisayonis or not, Avraham Avinu has to have a masu matan with Ephraim, the Kesef Mole. Fascinating chiddush in the Ora Chaim HaKadosh. He says Avraham Avinu was worried that after he's going to buy the karka from Ephraim, he's going to come Ephraim with a taina that he was underpaid, and it's oino, and even though ain't in all the karkois, but if it's less than 50%, that it's a problem, and Ephraim is going to taina to mekach tois. So Avraham Avinu says the Ora Chaim HaKadosh, instead of buying the karka of Amoras HaMachpelah with Kesef, he did Kinyan Chalipin. And in Chalipin, there's no Oino. And therefore, he used Matbeya of Oivar LaSoicher, because Matbeya Loinas Chalipin. So he dafka used as that kind of a Matbeya that has a Din Kli, that it's even kosher for Chalipin. And that's the shtickle of the Arachayim, and it's a Pella Otzum. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Kicha, Kicha, Miste Ephraim, and the Gemara speaks out that Faker, that Kedushin is only with Kesef, not with Chalipin. And we're learning it out from the Kenyan of Maras HaMachpelah. To go and say that Maras HaMachpelah was with Chalipin, it's Bezunder Shver Keneged the Gemara. I heard once a Shtickle Torah, there was two Knias, there was buying the entire land around the area, and then the actual Ma'ara. Maybe one was with Kesef, one was with Chalipin. It's not Pasha. But B'chalipin, he went and bought a Mokan Kavura B'Kesef Mole. There's an interesting tshuva in the Chasam Sofer Yeridei, Yisem Shin Lamed Aleph. He says there's a minig that a person is supposed to buy a kever. Even Ani Shebi Yisrael should spend money on Bechayev already to buy a kever. He says, B'derech Melitza, quoting the Gemara in Nida, E efsher lepsichas kever b'li damim. Of course, the Gemara means something else, that there's no dam. It's always dam by the Mokam Rechem of the Nida. But the Chasam Sofer quoted as, E efsher lepsichas kever b'li damim. It has to be with damim. But the MS is, it says, L'asid Lava in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, B'pischi es kevreichem. And it says there's going to be goyging mogig. What we're hoping for is that maybe it should be psichas kever b'li damim, and the Eberster should take already yoimer letzareseinu dai, that there was enough dam nishpach, and it should be that psichas kever, which is heralding in the MSD, the ultimate geula. Yeah. Vashem Beiruch. We'll move on to the next parak.
Va'avrom zoken baba yomim. Va'ashem beirach es Avraham bakoil.
What does it mean Hashem was beirach es Avraham bakoil? The Rechaim HaKadosh writes, Hashem benched them with everything. And now, of course, there's going to be the big parsha. He's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. What's the connection? Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil, and therefore he's looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. So actually, even in simplest pshat, the Rashbam always says the simplest pshat, that Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil, we want to say who the mechutin is, we're looking for a shidduch. The first thing you say, this is the resume. The resume is Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil, that this oisher and Torah Gedulah B'makom Echad, and this is it's a choshev shidduch. The Orachayim says it differently, he says, Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil, but erhotnish can einikol, evil an einikol. B'chol even the Gemara in Baba Basit Avtezayin has various other pshatim. What does it mean? Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. And actually, it's a machlekes tanoim. Rav Meir Oimer Bakoil Shaloi Hayoloi Bas. Interesting. Not having a daughter is Bakoil because it's expensive. And Rav Yehuda says no Shahayoloi Bas. And Acherim Oimer that he did have a bas and her name was Bakoil. And the Eben Ezra asks that like that pshat it should have said Vashem Beirach Es Avraham Bib Bakoil. Her name wasn't Koil. Her name was Bakoil. Rashi says that Bakoil is gematria ben. There's actually a pshat that Bakoil is the daughter, and that's really the ben, because the Leitzoni Hador was saying, Me'avimelech nesabra sara, can't be, it's from Avram. But Avram's bas, who actually died, and Livkoisa is going on that daughter also, her matora, writes the Ksav Sofer, was that it should prove that Avram could have kids. So the Bakoil that was born, that daughter, was to prove that the ben is Avram's and not Avimelech's. Now, either way though, going back to the Pesukim though, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, and now he's looking for a Shidduch. I want to, in Pshat, just speak out, what's the connection, we said already if you felt him, but what's the connection, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, to the Hemshech, Lamash Rav Meir, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a daughter, and therefore he's looking for a Shidduch. Alternatively, Rabbi Yehuda, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter, and therefore he's looking for a Shidduch. What's the connection? So Lechara, one step at a time. Loi Rav Meir, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a daughter, and that's why he's looking for a shidduch. Pashat Pshat, I want to suggest, if he would have had a daughter, then he wouldn't have to look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. Yitzchak could marry that daughter. So, no? Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a daughter, because if he would have had a daughter, then Yitzchak could marry that daughter. But since he didn't have a daughter, Memel, he has to send Eliezer. So the Chayra, Yesh Lishol, it's a mechudish dechepshat. Yitzchak can't marry his own sister. Oh, but the emes is, it's not mechudish. Toises and Baba Basit, Avkuf Mem Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that it means he did have a daughter, actually asks, so why didn't Yitzchak marry that daughter? And Toises gives two terutzim. Toises answers, she was too young. How young was she? Rivka was 3, so I guess she was 2. Toises Lashitasa, Yavada, Talmidim, Toises Lashitasa in 6 places, including this place, holds that Rivka was 14. And I guess Bako, this daughter, was younger. Toises says another terrorist that this daughter was not from Sora. She was from Hagar. But Akaponim, if Avram would have had a daughter not from Hagar, who was a little older, he would have married Yitzchak to that daughter. As he stated in Toises. So I have a right to say that Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that he didn't have a suitable, available daughter, because otherwise Yitzchak could have married that daughter. That's a choice. Or from a different wife.
From a different wife, but from...
Okay. No, so not from Aim, so not from Sarah. Okay. He had a problem if it's from Hagar. He had a problem if it's from Hagar. It could be from someone else. Lu'umazeh, if you learn Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter, why is that connection to looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? Because L'chayr, I saw the Achrayim ask, Avram wasn't Mekayim Peru Revu yet. He only has son, or sons. I don't know if Yishmael counts, but he didn't have a daughter. And L'chayr, he has to look for a shidduch for himself. But if you learn Hashem Be'erach Es Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter, so it's good. Since he had a daughter, okay, so he could look for a shidduch for Yitzchak. If not, Chayecha Koidman, he would be looking for a shidduch for himself. That could be another pshat. The emphasis is when Toises says that the daughter was too young, I wanted to say, he married Rivka, who was not a Gedoyla, past this, if you assume she was 3. And the answer could be, Avram doesn't mind if the Kala is a Katana, but if it's his own daughter, Toises brings in Kedushi, you're not allowed to marry off your daughter when she's a Katana. If Avram is also Ha'imid Mitzad HaKala, then it's a problem. But if it's from Besuel, the Prat that Besuel is dead, and a Yisoyimu, you could marry off when she's a Katana, so then it's not a problem. There's another pshat, Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil. I think we said this once already, that we said that Avram Avinu had two nesiyonis of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha of Parshas Lech Lecha. But also by the Akedah, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Lech Lecha. And it's two kinds of Lech Lecha. One is a one-time nesiyon to do it once. And one is to a whole lifetime to leave and continue and being there and continuing that matzah. Avram was Beirach Bakoil, Beis Kol. He was an Oymid bin Nesoyin in both of these. We know, of course, Chazal say that the Ovis are Bakoil, Mikoil, Kol. Avram Avinu was Vashem Beirach es Avram Bakoil. Yitzchak is Va'oichel Mikoil. And Yaakov is Hanani Elikim V'chieshli Koil. And the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Zayin, explains by Riches what this Indian is, we say in Birchas HaMazon, also Bakoil, Mikoil, Kol. But the Chasam Soifer writes, Bakoil is Gematria Shoifer. And that's the Shilos Ver, because Rashi says Bakoil is Gematria Ben, 52. And Shoifer is not. I mean, the Shin Alein is already like way beyond. But what the Chasam Sofer means is Bimilui. If you spell out Bakoil, Bakoil is Beis, Beis Yud Tuf. Chaf is Chaf Pei. And Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet. It's Gematria Shoifer. And he says because the Shoifer of Akedah and the Shoifer of Matan Torah and the Shoifer from Mashiach all licked in what Avram has. Now, it says in the Pasuk of Avram, Zokein Bo Bayomim. He came with all of his days. A person has to know that he has to come with all of his days. We spoke before by Sarah of the years, but in Avram it's even Madlish every single day. A person has to know that Chof Hei Cheshvin Tof Shin Pei Dalet is not coming back. A person has to know that he's able to come with all of his days. But I saw once a different shadow, so Boba Yomim means Beis Yomim. Everyone has two very profound days in his life. The day that he's born and the day that he's Nifter. And if you go to a kever on the Matzeva, that's what it says. Noilad. And it says the date, Tof Reish Tzadi something. And then it says when he was Nifter. And then there's a dash in between. That's between, the sandwich in between the 2 days. Fill in your dash. Make sure that the Beis Yomim have some Toichin in the Pnimius inside the 2 days. And be Bo Ba Yomim. Come with the Beis Yomim and Kol HaNitzarif inside it. Now Avraham Avinu was looking for a Shidduch, so he sends Eliezer. And Eliezer has hopes that maybe it should be for him. Eli, he says, right? Ulai, he says, Eli, fascinating Targum Yoinison, that Nimrod had 2 sons. One was Paroi, who was the father of Hobar, and the other one was Eliezer, Eved Avram. And Eliezer is thinking, Avram is telling me, Ein Orr Mizdabek Bevorach, this is really not fair. My niece Hagar is, Mishtadach with Avram, why can't my daughter be Mishtadach with Yitzchak? But he wasn't Mahar Achar Rabbi. But there's actually Stiris. In Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, it says that Eliezer Eved Avram was Oig. Now that's a shtickle problem because the Mesechta Derech Eretz Zuta says that Oig, which we're saying now what Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says is Eliezer, went into Gan Eden Chai, and the Gemara says in Brachas that Oig Moshe Rabbeinu killed. So it's a shtickle problem. What?
Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says it was Russia.
That he was a Russia, okay. Who was a Russia? Eliezer, no? Where does it say not?
If you want to get in the life.
Ah, you're asking us that. Yeah, that itself is a steer, okay. Yeah, but actually you could say a brisker teretz, that there are tzvei dinim, you know, maybe two oigs. One Eliezer, but two oigs. The Masechta Soifrim actually brings that oig is Eliezer, and he was huge, and Avram Avinu once screamed at him, and he was so pachat from Avram that his tooth fell out. And Avram Avinu made a chair, a huge throne, from that tooth. And I saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Time of the Krah, asks that first of all, Eliezer should have gone out the Shichrur because it was Yotzah B'Shein. And also, L'chara, when an Eved goes out with the Shein, who gets the Shein? He names on the Eved should get the Shein. Why did Avram take it to make the chair? That's what he asks. He has a diak from Arashi. He's getting the whole thing. Now, the Oilam is being wired what kind of person Eliezer was. There's actually a story once I saw brought down with the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Heiliger Kloisenberger Rebbe. He said once he was giving Chumash Rashi, and he was speaking about Eliezer, and he was saying that Eliezer was a faker. He wasn't the real thing. And he said, Toich Kedei, he said, he didn't even have a beard. He probably like just took a faker. He stuck it like in Pirim, you put a beard on, he glued on a beard. So one of the Hasidim said to the Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, it's a Mefurash Rashi. It says Zakan Beisoy. Rashi says Lefisha Hu Davuk Nokud Zakan. So he says the Chsayt in Rashi Mefurish Maisa Shoy. I'm telling you. Okay. Anyways, Toisus in Ksubis Daf Zayin says that Eliezer was a shliach to do the kedushin.
And Tosis brings that Rabbi Zoya, a shliach, could do the Kedushin and you even make Birchas Erisin. And there's actually a machlaikas we showing him if Birchas Erisin needs Asara. Birchas Nesuin for sure needs Asara. There's a machlaikas if Birchas Erisin needs Asara. Birchas Nesuin for sure. I know that some Asadi Kedushin are makbid that on the platform where the Chasam Kal is on the chuppah, if it's on a platform more than 3 tefachim high, that there should be 10 people on that platform because they're makbid on the Asara and the Choshish that maybe it's not Mitztarif if they're down there. And I was once by a Masada Kedushin, he was handling that. The photographer was legit, but the oizer of the photographer wasn't sure if he was frim enough. He wanted to know if he can count them as one of the 10 or not. I don't know. Over here, the Chizkuni writes that the Asora Gmalim, Migmale Adoinov, with the 10, not the Gmalim, the Reichve Gmalim with the 10. Now, each Reich of Gmal was on his own Gmal there, and it's still considered that it was Mitztarif to the 10. But the Shail is, how could Eliezer be a Shliach Lechaira? He's an Eved, and he's not kosher, he's any B'toyrus, how could he be a Shliach? And the Netziv actually writes that Yitzchak was Makadish again later on. There's a whole sugya in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, Simulam Adal. Person was Makadish with a Shliach, and it didn't work out. He Makadish again, a whole Maisi has. There is one pshat that Eliezer was given a Shtar Shichrur Al Tnai. I don't know about his teeth, but he was given with a Shtar Shichrur Al Tnai, and was told if he taka finds the proper Shidduch, so then automatically the shikhar will be chal in order that he should be able to make the kedushin. As a matter of fact, that's why it says later on, it says loy uchal, loy oichal, I will not eat atche dibarti devorai. He says I can't eat yet. So I think maybe Rabbi Shulam, I forgot. Someone says that there's many other, but Lagabi, this nakuda that Eliezer says I can't eat yet because for zimun the Gemara says in Brachas that an eved can't be mitzaref to zimun. He says until I give my piece, my pitch, my piece over here, I don't know if I'm an Eved or a Meshuchar. I'm going to offer the Shidduch and I want to hear what the retake is. So right now I can't eat yet because I don't know if I'm able to be Mitztarif to the Zimun. What? Yeah, you could be Memana him as an Eved that when Lichashi Yishtachar, Vaistois, this Malach, it's a good Ha'ara. A good Ha'ara, but that would be, it would be Lichashi Yishtachar. Now, it's actually a steer in the Psukim. And it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. In the Psukim originally, there's a whole story of Eliezer doing it, and then the Torah repeats it again. I actually saw that's the pshat. It says, Yofa sichoson shall avdei oves. Sicha ain't sicha el tefila. So the whole story is given twice, because first there's the davening, and then there's the chazaras hashatz. So it's veitamol. And that's even I heard, when Eliezer comes and he wants to talk, so they say, daber. He says, I have to say Chazaras Hashatz. So they say, okay, do it. He says, no, Eved Avraham Anoichi. This is not going to go slow. It's Chazaras Hashatz, not a Haifesh Manasseh. Eved Avraham Anoichi, I have to go through the whole thing. But there's actually a steer in the Chazaras Hashatz. Why? In the original, in Pasuk Chof Gimel, he gives Tachshitim and then asks Bas Mi'at. He's blindly giving Tachshitim to this unknown girl and only afterwards asks Bas Mi'at. When he's repeating the story, he says it Fakert, that he asks Bas Mi'at and then gives the Tachshitim. Rashi in Chumash learns that Avada the Emes is he gave the Tachshitim first, but you know when he gave over the story, he didn't look. He changed the details a little bit. But Tosfos in Chulin actually learns Punfakert that the Emes is he gave. He first asked Bas Mi'at and then gave the Tachshitim. And the Nafmin is because the Gemara says in Tainus that Eliezer was Shaloi Kehoigen, one of the three people that asked Shaloi Kehoigen. And Eliezer, because the Gemara says it's Shaloi Kehoigen, maybe it will be a Chigeres or a Suma. And the Marsha asks, maybe it's not from the Mishpacha that Avram asked. So Terence says, no, he already asked Bas Mi'at. But it could still be a Chigeres or a Suma. Tosfos explains, maybe she has a wooden leg, or maybe he can't tell. Maybe you can't tell, what he looks like. Now, he gives the Matanis either way, and now Eliezer comes running. And Eliezer says, V'anoichi pinisi habayis. Anoichi pinisi abayis. Rashi says he removed it all the avodah zarah. How did he get rid of all his avodah zarah lach? I heard once he did bittel. He could do bepeh, bevatel the avodah zarah. So in one shot he can do anoichi pinisi abayis. Now loy oichal adam dibarati dvarai. We mentioned the pshat already that he says I can't because I don't know what my status is. But there's another pshat. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Aleph, that a chosin and a kala are supposed to fast on the day of the marriage. And the Beis Shmuel over there in the Shulchan Aruch brings two reasons. One is because it's kaparas avoinis, because chosin v'kala moichlin lehem avoinoisam. Another pshat is because since they need to be bardas for the chalois, and we don't want them to become shikr. Like the second reason, the poskim say, if a kedushin or nesuin is being done al yidei shliach, then the shliach shouldn't be eating or drinking. So
That's what Eliezer is saying. I'm the shliach for the Kedushin, and therefore I can't eat, like the second shot of the Beis Shmuel, I can't eat because I'm the one that's going to be making the chalais, and I'm not allowed to eat yet. Vayan lovenu b'suel me'ashem yotza hadavar. Me'ashem yotza hadavar. That's why we call it, when they get engaged, we say it's a vort. It comes from Hashem. The davar comes. Me'ashem yotza hadavar. I had once, many years ago, someone was saying that he wants to invite him to his vort. He said, la mila. He wants to invite him to the mila. Because a vort, you know, mila. A vort is a vort. But he explained it's too, it's saying, you know, mila is under. Now, it's interesting, there's a stira, not a stira, but there's a shtikel ha'or in the psukim. Pasuk nun gimel and pasuk nun hey. Let's just set this up. In pasuk nun gimel, it says, Vayoyte ha'eved kli kesef kli zav, vayiten l'rivka, u'migdonois nosan l'achiyah v'le'ima. Where's Besuel? No one shtel. The next pasuk. Vayoymer achiyah v'ima teshev hana'ar eitana yom ma'yosar. And then they shtel, where's Besuel? So Rashi says, Besuel heichen hoya, he wanted to be ma'akev, and a malach came and killed him. Why don't you shtel already in Pasuk Nun Gimel? So I heard someone once in a sefer. He said, Megdonis nosan lo'achiyah v'le'ima. Why not Besuel? Because Besuel's fasting. Besuel's fasting. The same way we said Eliezer is fasting, because he's oymid mitzad ha'chosin. Rivka is a katana, so it's Besuel. So the Megdonis is not for. I grew up with the Meshech Chochma says the McDonald's was macholi avelus. Fakir, everyone else was eating fancy flesh. But they were avelus because Besuel died, so he gave them McDonald's. But Rashi's mashmanat. Rashi says Besuel died only in Pasuk Nun Hey over here. So I saw that the pshat is because McDonald's nasan lachiyav leima because Besuel is fasting. So someone asked, I said, what does it say for? Someone asked me, he says, but it says Besuel died according to one girsa in the Medrash. He died because he put poison in the food, and then they swapped the soup, and he ate it instead. But I thought he's fasting. Inter and tish, he was eating. officially, he was fasting. Didn't work out for him good in the end. She comes later, Vatipel me'al hagomol. I saw, it's mavort down in the Medrash, that Yitzchak is coming me be'er l'chai ra'i, which is the yeshiva shalmalo, in Shemayim, and when he comes down from Shemayim, he comes down hafuch, opposite, upside down. The reason Rivka fell from the gomel is because you have to be sigapas the shidduch, and you have to know how to shtel tzu to the meduber. If he looks that way, so she wanted to shtel tzu also. So Vatipol, in order to be in sync with the way Yitzchak looked, because he was coming upside down. Now, it's another pshat, it says Vatipa ma'ala gomel. There's a medrash, I didn't see it in the medrash, but I saw it brought down. In Mesecht Chulin, Perek Vav, which is Perek Kisei Hadam, the Meleches Shloima, one of the Mefarshi HaMishnah, brings an interesting medrash that Vatipal Me'al HaGomol, now the emesis she fell and she became a Mukas Eitz and she lost the Besulim. And later on when Yitzchak marries her, he has Tainas Besulim and he's Choshed Eliezer because she was three. And go again, she's three. And therefore, it can't be that it was from before because it would be Besulim HaChoshim and he was Choshed Eliezer. And she kind of, no, I fell off the gomel. But, you know, they went to the mokum where she fell, and there was a lion on the spot protecting that there was dam basulim there, and there was a lion watching that no one should, that the different chayah shouldn't come and eat it. Says the Medrash, that's the schus why a chayah, we do kisui hadam. Behema, we don't have kisui hadam. Kisui hadam is by chayah and oif. The reason chayah is zoicha to kisui hadam, because of this story that the Chaya was protecting the dam for Klal Yisrael here, because this is Yitzchok, this is Rivka, this is Yaakov and Yud Beis Shvatim and Klal Yisrael, and there would have been a whole ruckus about it. So the Chaya was Zoicha to Kisi Adam. Why is Oif Zoicha to Kisi Adam? It's a different makar, because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't know what to do afterwards, and then he saw a bird burying a different bird, and therefore he learned the Indian of Kura. So that's why Chaya and Bezunder and Oif is Zoicha to Kisi Adam behemanat. Vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basode. What? Yeah, it's a good ha'or. It's a kasha on the Meleches. A kasha on the Meleches Shloima in Perakisu Yadam. I think it says first it was an Ari. I'm pretty sure. To check the lashon, I think it says it was an Ari, but it's a good ha'or. Vayetze Yitzchak l'suach basode. Tosis asks that You're not allowed to daven in a sadi. You have to daven in a makam sagur. And there's a whole bunch of different torahs. Sometimes talks about in brachas. I once heard, I have to be mevarah if this is true, but it's interesting chiddush, that mincha is different than shachris and meir. Very big chiddush. That mincha, we're a little bit more makel about where to daven. So I'm looking for the makar for this, but someone told me this once, and I wanted to ask him a shaila. What about tashlume shachris? When you daven tashlume shachris, I had a shaila in tashlume. What identity does the tefillas tashlume get? Does tashlume shachris by mincha have a din of mincha and fuad and fakert? Tashlume mincha at night. What identity does it have, legabi the mahus of the tefillah? But that's already a whole shmuz. I'm just going to end off. The parsha ends. Vayishkenu mechavila atshur al pnei kmitzrayim boyecha ashur al pnei kol echov nofol. It's going literally al pnei kol echov nofol means that's where he hung out. That's where he was shchoine. That's where he rested. But the Balaturim writes no al pnei kol echov nofol. Yishmol will have a nefilah v'samichle ve'ela tolis Yitzchok ben Avraham. That when Yishmol will have the nefilah, that's when there will be his gabris to Yitzchok. And it's also fascinating, it says, told us Yitzchok ben Avraham. Yishmol is not ben Avraham. He's ben Avram, without the hay. Avraham, hoyled as Yitzchok. Yishmol was still, besides that, he be Yitzchok in Karad Chazara, that's another hafka. But even far then, Avraham was not moiled Yishmol, Avram was. Yishmol should have the nefilah, and then should be Bekarayv, Eila told us Yitzchok, Bezir Hashem.